I can't say I was surprised when you pulled me away from the party and found us a little quiet, out-of-the-way place, and you started kissing me. When we arrived at the party, everything seemed to be great with you. We were together most of the time, and then we saw people we knew, and we split up, but we would come back together and then split up again, and every time I walked away to talk to a friend and you walked away to talk to someone, I could feel your eyes on me, and when I looked up, you were looking at me, and then when you came and collected me, your hands were all over me, and I told you to take it easy, we're at a party, and you leaned in and you growled in my ear, and you faced me, and you made my hand go down to your crotch and feel just how hard you were, and I smiled. It's funny how worked up you can get sometimes, but I told you, we can't do anything right now. I kissed you, and I walked away, and it was a nice party, and we probably were gonna have to be there another hour or two. You know, we rarely go out, and when we do, we have to do the right thing. Keep our hands to ourselves just for a little while. But it didn't seem like you were interested in doing that. And when you grabbed me and you pushed me against the wall in that spare bedroom, I was so turned on. And you started kissing me so hard and fast, and your lips were all over me. They were on my mouth, on my ears, on my neck, on my shoulder. You kissed my fingers. You told me you needed me. And you lifted my dress and you slid your fingers along my slit. And then you slipped in and I was wet. I'd been wet the entire party. Every time I looked and I saw you looking at me, I just got wetter. And I asked you what you were doing and you said you had to have me now. And I laughed and said, what are you talking about? We have 2 hours and our friends are out there. They're gonna notice us. We can't. And you said, I'm not taking no for an answer. The way you said it was so hot. I don't know, the smile just vanished from my face and I started breathing faster because I knew that we were going to fuck in that room and I was not going to put up any more of a fight. You seemed to be in such a hurry. Obviously, we weren't going to make love. We were standing up against a wall in a home that was not ours. Time was of the essence, so I can understand. And you worked yourself out of your pants, and you put my left leg on your right hip, and you slammed in, and you slammed in so fast and so hard, and I let out a moan. And you told me not to be loud, that we had to be quiet. And after a few thrusts, you grabbed my right leg and you put it on your left hip. So I was balanced on your cock while you fucked me against the wall. And you were kissing me and your tongue was going so deep. And I was having trouble breathing and I was holding on to you. And I had my fingers in your hair and I was pulling you in deeper. Because even though I could barely breathe, I didn't really care to. And you just kept slamming against me. And I had my legs wrapped around you. And then you stopped kissing me. You pulled away a little bit. And you put your mouth right beside my ear. And you said, oh my goodness, you said, make me come. And I moved your head so that I could look you in the eyes. And you said it again. You said, make me. Make me come. And I said, I shook my head no. Because you're not wearing a condom. And, you know. And you said, do it, make me. I thought, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good, and I want... Oh man, I love it. I love it when you're not in a condom, but I mean, we have to be careful, right? And it felt so good, and you just kept going. You just kept slamming into me, and you looked in my eyes, and you said, make me. And I nodded, and I looked at you, and I said, fuck me harder. And you started pumping in harder, and I squeezed you closer to me. And said, give it to me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me. Daddy, fuck me. Give me your cum, Daddy. Give it to me. Daddy, fuck me. And you were fucking me harder. And I said, give me your cum, Daddy. And you bit onto my shoulder, and you drove into me harder and harder. I said, give it to me now, Daddy, give it to me. And then you did. I started coming on your cock, and I felt you coming too. And you started moaning. You were grinding, and you were making sure I got every last drop. Cannot believe you came in me. Oh, but I enjoyed every second of it. Even now, when I think about it, I have tingles. I love what you do to me.